This effort must come together with a new European strategic thinking. And today I would like to pin down three of its main tenets. First, to defend the rule of law and the rule-based order over time, we must neutralize Russia's blackmail ability and strengthen our own capabilities to act. Second, we must support democracies that are most exposed to foreign threats. And I'm not only thinking about Ukraine, but also about the Western Balkans. And third, we must also look further to global geopolitical shifts and use our economic might to preserve and expand the rules-based global order. My first point means, primarily, ending our dependence on dirty Russian fossil fuels. And our work here is well underway. We are diversifying our supplies at lightning speed. The gas supplies from sources other than Russia has increased by 31 billion cubic meters since January this year. And this compensates by now the Russian cuts of gas supply to Europe. We're also cutting substantially our need of imported gas, because we have to prepare for potential full disruption of Russian gas. And for this, we have asked member states to reduce the gas consumption by 15% and save it to the storage. That can save up to 45 billion cubic meters of natural gas. And ultimately, the best way to get rid of Russian fossil fuels is, of course, to speed up our transition to green energy sources. Every kilowatt hour of electricity that Europe generates from solar, from wind, from hydropower, from biomass, from geothermal or green hydrogen makes us less dependent on Russian fossil fuels. So invest in that. If you look at the facts, the evidence, today the price of wind and solar is cheaper than polluting fossil fuels. And that's why, with our Repower EU initiative, we will invest together 300 billion euros to accelerate the green transition. For instance, we are now financing one of the largest offshore wind farms of the world in the North Sea. And tomorrow, I will be in Denmark to discuss exactly similar initiatives, a huge offshore wind farm in the Baltic Sea.